Good morning, Sower Nation. It is Wednesday, August the 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Well, I know that a lot of kids are back in school by now, most probably. And if you're riding in the back of a van, a minivan, or a car on the way to school, I salute you. And I'm so happy that you're with us on the wake-up call. We're about to enter into a whole new season of the Word of God. It's going to be Romans, Paul's letter to the church in Rome, or Paul's letter to the Romans. We'll get to that in just a second. That's actually going to start in proper this coming Monday. But today, I thought, let's just start kind of getting geared up. Let's get on the on-ramp to Romans. And so for the next 3 days, I'm going to give you an introduction to Rome, to Romans. I wrote the introduction in this book. We never really run introductions that I've written on any of these series on the wake-up call, because we're just diving straight into chapter 1, verse 1. But I thought, let's seize the moment here and engage the introduction, because I've wrote it very carefully. It's going to set some context for us. And then tomorrow, I got another special treat for us. We're going to actually look all the way ahead to what I call the, not sure what I'm calling it yet, but it's something like the Jesus Manifesto or the Love of Jesus Manifesto. We're going to pick up Romans chapter 12. I'll say more about it tomorrow, but it's going to be good. And then on Friday, I'm going to reintroduce our classic invitation to wake up as we get ready to go. We're going to have a Holy Spirit story on Saturday. We're going to take Chick-fil-A Sunday. We're going to be off on Monday, August 31st. We're hitting the ground running, Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Okay, thank you for the program, the personal point of personal privilege there. I know you're out there. You're like, come on, bro. We're here to meet with Jesus. Okay, let's enter in by way of consecration today. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today's entry is introduction. It's the beginning. And the text I want to lift out actually comes from the first chapter. It's, I don't know, 6 verses in. Just one sentence. I'm going to read it. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be his holy people. The word of the Lord. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be his holy people. I mean, it kind of like, in some ways, you could say, well, he's writing to the little church of 100. But in another way, you could say he's writing to the whole city. To all in Rome who are loved by God. Isn't that everybody in Rome? And called to be his holy people? Maybe they're not there yet. Most of them clearly aren't. We're talking about a church of 100, few house churches in a city of 1 million. Because what Paul's doing here is he's going to turn these 100 into the letter. The letter's going to become enfleshed in the people, and they're going to be the letter to the city. Isn't that neat? All right. Well, now consider this. Dear Christian, I've got a question for you. What is Romans? The obvious answer might be, it's a book of the Bible. Well, yes and no. Romans is not actually a book, but a letter. Then you say, it is a letter, but this letter is a book of the Bible. Then I say, maybe that's part of the problem with our approach to Romans. Now you think I'm quibbling, but bear with me. When someone brings up a book, we ask, what is the book about? But when someone mentions receiving a letter, we ask, what did it say? This is more than nuance here. Stay with me. A book is written by an author to a reader. A letter is written by a sender to a recipient. A book assumes an audience. A letter assumes a relationship. Some of the issue with how we have read and approached Romans comes from our seeing Romans primarily as a book. We have approached it as a book of doctrine or something of a theological treatise on the finer points of divine salvation. And as we tend to do with books, we go in one of two directions. We write a much longer book about the book in question, or we try to write a much shorter version of the book in question. In the former case, we have encyclopedic-length commentaries on the book of Romans. In the latter case, we have the so-called TLDR, which stands for Too Long, Didn't Read, i.e. Cliff Notes versions. Or Spark Notes versions. The most succinct version distills the whole book, even the whole plan of salvation, into four verses from the whole text, also known as the Romans Road. And so you are thinking, this guy is telling me we don't need more books about letters in his book about a letter. That leads me to point out that this introduction is formatted as a letter. Remember how we began, Dear Christian. I don't want you to see this document as a traditional book. It looks like a book. It smells like a book. It quacks like a book. I don't want you to see this document as a traditional book. I want you to see it as a series of letters, over 90 of them. They are letters from me to you, flowing from the letter of all letters, Paul's letter to the Romans. I want you to see it this way because it's the actual truth of how this volume came to be. For the past 12 years, every single day, I have written a letter to a growing group of people all over the world who have one thing in common. We are following Jesus into the great awakening movement he calls his church. The daily letter begins with a prayer of consecration, focuses in on an unfolding text of Scripture, for example, Romans, engages the text with our everyday life, and ends with a prayer for transformation or deliverance or whatever the Spirit calls for on that particular day. And for those who listen to the letter in the audio format, also known as the podcast or on YouTube, we sing one of the great hymns of the church together. And yes, I lead the singing, a cappella. Oftentimes my dad joins me here. The whole thing is called the wake-up call. And I'd love for you to join us. at wakeupcall.com. If you're hearing this and you haven't gotten the email, I'd love to know your email address so that we can have a more personal connection than just, you know, you see me on YouTube or hear me on Apple Podcasts. Oh, those are good and fine, but I want to get in touch, okay? So go to wakeupcall.com and just tell me your email, and let's get going. Meanwhile, one day, to my great joy, I learned that the publishing team at Zondervan Reflective, that's a division of HarperCollins Christian Publishing, biggest publisher in the world, I learned that their publishing team was receiving and reading these daily letters I was sending out. And as letters do, they build and strengthen relationships. They reached out to me and wanted me to share these letters with the likes of you. And that's the story of how my letters have been bound into this book. So, back to my earlier question, what is Romans? It is a letter founded in and flowing from relationships. Paul's relationship with Jesus, and Paul's relationship with a tiny church in the ancient megacity of Rome. This unique and powerful set of relationships, of course, is called the church. And to help us journey into and through this letter, I have written you over 90 letters flowing from our relationship with Jesus and our emerging relationships with each other, which are already multiplying and growing. So how about I end this introductory letter and open up the next one? And let me close in the way I open every letter every day on the Wake Up Call. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. That's Ephesians 5:14. Let's pray. Father, as we are preparing now these next few days to journey into this ancient letter, I call it the most significant letter in the history of the world. Would you open the eyes of our hearts? Would you awaken us? Many of us have read this before. Many of us have read it many times. But there's something new to see here. There's always more with Jesus. And so we just want to ask you here at the outset, Lord Jesus, would you be our teacher? I am not the teacher here. You are the teacher. So consecrate us. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for Him. Open the eyes of our hearts that we might see more than we've seen before, that we might become, that we might behold Jesus Christ, the Lord of the church, the King of kings, that we might behold Jesus and become like Him, His likeness, His presence, His image, His goodness, His love in this world. Yes, that's our prayer. We give the journey ahead to You. And we are eager to walk it in the way of Jesus with Him as our teacher, our guide, our God. Amen. Now, if you want to journal a little bit every day, I got some journal prompts. The journal prompt for today is, I want to ask you, what are your intentions as you enter into this? It's going to be 13 weeks in this letter. What are your intentions? What do you want to happen? What do you hope will happen? What curiosities do you bring to this journey? Just journal that out. And maybe ask Jesus this question. Say, Jesus, what do you want me to know about the journey ahead and what you're doing in my life right now? And just be ready to write. Just trust what comes. Write it down. Jesus will speak to you. He is speaking to you. He is your shepherd. You know his voice. He knows you inside out. This is good, okay? So let's do that. Now, every day, as you know, if you've been with us for any length of time, we sing. And sometimes people say, JD, why are you singing on the internet? Because I'm not a singer. I'm a worshiper. And that's the thing. Dad joins me a lot of days. This is not a performance. I mean, if somebody sings on the radio or on the internet or at a concert, it's like, it's a performance, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that. But that's not what this is. I'm not singing to you. I'm singing with you to God, okay? This is worship. I'm singing with you. So I'm not counting on you sitting there looking at me and listening to me. I want you to sing with me. So how about today? In my prayer, I just started saying, open the eyes of my heart. Let's just sing that little chorus together. I'll sing it through a couple of times. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Would you open the eyes of my heart? I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, to see you high, to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Come on, I want to hear you. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. You want to do it one more time? Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Would you open the eyes of my heart? I want to see you. I want to see you. That's a good one to sing. You know, we're not on this journey to get smarter, to learn more. Those are fine. Those are good things. We're on this journey not to gain more knowledge, but to grow in knowing Jesus Christ. Jesus changes everything, and he's here. He's among us, and he's wanting to lead us into the life he created us for. It's beyond your imagination right now. Would you lean in these days ahead? Would you just lean in with me to him and see where this goes? You will not regret it. I promise you that. Well, it's time for us to get our seeds and get out on the fields of today. And so the love of God to show up in our lives, with our family, with our work, our colleagues, our friends, our neighbors, strangers, people at the grocery store, checkers, people at the fast food window, we are here for them today, okay? For the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt, and I'll see you on the field.